It's Monday, January 5th, 2026. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and I've got an emergency warning with President Trump on other military actions he's planning.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Dropping out of the gubernatorial race in Minnesota, the communist Chinese agent. Here's his wife talking about turning the page on Trump. Turns out we're turning the page on him.
When she did this, turn the page. You like that? Okay, so I need you to be with me and practice with me. What are we going to do? We're going to turn the page. Oh, pretty good. Do it again. We're going to turn the page. And we're going to turn the page. All right, so I'm going to be watching you. Because when I see Wisconsin, and I'm one watching National Land TV, because this is a pretty important place, and Minnesota helped you practice with this, you just show me this. Turn the page. Right? Turn the page. And you know what else that looks like? Bye-bye.
That's the lady, his wife, that said she loved seeing the cities burn, loved the smell of the burning businesses. What a nice person. We had the National Guard stand down during the summer of love in 2020. Now, he's hoping to avoid prosecution, but we've studied it. Ilhan Omar and him and the mayor of Minneapolis, they're all heavily involved, getting massive amounts of money. The attorney general has been caught on tape. That's been released last week, telling Somalis we're going to go after everybody investigating this fraud. He then criminally investigates anybody investigating him. If we don't see indictments of these guys when it's such low-hanging fruit, I'm going to be so upset. People say, well, then fine, just abandon Trump. Why, when everything else he's doing is so good? He has to get rid of the bad people at the DOJ. He has to replace them. And we're getting close. He brought in the AG of Missouri, and reportedly he's being eyed for the top spot. But Trump thinks it'll be embarrassing to get rid of Patel and Bondi. No, it won't. What's embarrassing is you allowing them to stay there when you know full damn well they're selling you and the whole country out. Now I want listeners to listen to me very, very carefully, okay? Please. I am an expert on geopolitics. I know what I'm talking about. I know the different angles of this. And I have war-gamed the different scenarios. I understand why Trump thinks it's the right thing to go in Venezuela. It was pulled off basically flawlessly. But the problem with that is that will then add to the confidence of Trump. And you see that. And now he wants to strike Colombia, Mexico, and another country. And the information I've got from sources is the military's obviously already planned it all. They've been told that Trump's going to go ahead with it. Remember, I told you months and months ago, he will strike Venezuela. They will grab Maduro. And you saw that happen. Now, in general, I explain why Trump did it and why I think this is the right thing to do. I said I understand it, but I don't think it's the right move because of all the dangers that are connected to it. Now, this is different than the neocon doctrine we've had for the last almost 40 years here in this country. This is back to classic Americana, gunboat diplomacy, Monroe doctrine. And Trump's trying to prop up the dollar and the country. So securing resources under our control like that instead of China getting it. China had gotten the Panama Canal. We pushed them out. China was getting control of Venezuela. The issue is here, I don't want to go in and do this to countries. But if they're in our backyard and other foreign powers are taking them over, why do you think Russia went into Ukraine? It's standard doctrine what Trump's doing if you stand up for the country. And when people know that he'll go after them now, these foreign countries will stop doing this. The question is Trump going to go too far? When you look at every angle of this, and all the people I trust and the experts I really agree with say that this is really dangerous. We'll be right back.
right. Simple traditions, pure delight. Optimal human beef tallow treats meals just right. Cook strong at high heat with a taste so bright. So get yourself to the Alex Jones store. Support the crew and the InfoWars.
Wake up, folks! Spread this message! The globalist machine is tightening the chains, and they're after your freedoms!
The Podesta plan is in operation!
Don't worry, it's safe and effective.
Don't you just love my GMO potatoes?
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is unfolding before our very eyes. We must question everything.
Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Yeah, there's a storm on the loose. Sirens in my head. Wrapped up in silence, our circuits are dead. Can't be cold. My whole life spins into a frenzy.
All right, so what's happening is, thank you for joining us on this live Monday, January 5th, 2026 transmission. What's happening is people either on the left or the right are just fighting and bitching at each other over whether or not what Trump did was legal. And you got a lot of people who are populist conservatives that were against the neocons and all those illegal wars. And so they just, as a point of morality, are 100% against it and think it's terrible and think we should all just basically, you know, impeach Trump and maybe draft Kamala Harris and put her in there. Let's move on from that just for the reasons of discussion. We can, you know, go back to it, and I'm certainly going to play clips of Rand Paul and MTG and even Tulsi Gabbard years ago warning of a Venezuela strike, because I think they all have real points and real issues. I am not some cheerleader for this invasion. I'm not some cheerleader for the removal of Maduro, though I know he's a dictator, though I know they've been stealing our elections, though I know they're the piggy bank for the Democrat Party, though I know that in Trump's larger plan, he believes it's the right thing. And if it goes off, great. There's a bunch of other pieces to this. Then I'll sit back and say, wow, he rolled the dice over and over again, and Trump just continues to succeed. But it's important that Trump not get too exhilarated about this and think because he's having success in the limited military campaigns he's had, that then all the other things the Pentagon is telling him is something he might want to do. Trump warns Colombia, Mexico, and Cuba, you're on the chopping block. You might be next. Rubio says Cuba is in a lot of trouble. And this is all about taking down Cuba. That was the intelligence arm of the Chinese. Venezuela that controlled Mexico. So this is about the U.S. exerting its dominance in the hemisphere, taking back our sovereignty, securing the $18 trillion in oil there for the people of Venezuela, and also to be refined in the United States. Our refineries were built in the last 70 years for Venezuelan oil. It's a particular type. It's very heavy, very thick, very viscous, and it's a good deal for everybody. And if you don't do it, China gets it. They have the most oil, the most gold, everything in Venezuela. So in the real world, if we didn't do that and let the Chinese have the Panama Canal and all this, the whole world's going to say, well, we're done with the dollar, we're done with the U.S., we're not going to invest there, the superpower's over. You'd say, great, we'll keep our money here at home. We haven't built the industry again. We haven't gotten there yet. Trump's getting that done. Take a few years. All we have is the dollar. And if you think the economy's bad now, if we don't have the world reserve currency status anymore, and if we're not the main hegemon anymore before we transition into the Monroe Doctrine and being a hemispheric power, which I believe is the right move, then we are going to go into an extended Great Depression that'll make the Great Depression of the 1930s look like a walk in the park. And that's not debatable. Every analyst is on record. And the left and the globalists had said that the World Bank, IMF, globalist systems, the WEF, that that was their planned austerity, and their plan for the end of this big bubble was to now go into a feudalistic system where we're all completely poor and on a universal basic income, social credit score, digital ID, mark of the beast. So Trump is out of the carbon taxes, the central hub of their control. He's not signing on to the treaties. He's securing sovereignty. He got $19 trillion invested. $9 trillion's already come in. He's knocking it out of the park on that, okay? Energy prices way down, slowing inflation. But people want instant gratification. So the reason I root for Trump is I know if he isn't successful just on the economic front, this country is going to be unlivable. If we have a serious depression with half the public not even working and infrastructure broken down and most people not self-sufficient at all, it's so horrible and so dangerous that it's basically indescribable. You can have a depression in some little one-crop country that, you know, just is agrarian or something, and it hurts the folks in the city and, you know, poor folks out in the country, you know, might not get access to medicine sometimes, but they can still eat. Society breaks down now, ladies and gentlemen, with 90% of people completely unself-sufficient. I mean, Lord Monckton did the actuaries, and I've seen other groups do it as well. If the carbon taxes were implemented the way they wanted them to, in the next decade, it was going to kill 2 billion people alone. That's just the carbon taxes and the cost of living in the third world. Here, it just makes you poor. There, it starves you to death. You understand, hundreds of thousands of people starved to death in the last 20 years in Venezuela. And you try to just go in to just get basic medical care because you're not in the Communist Party. You don't get it. This is done by design to take you to your knees. So out of survival, out of existential threat, I understand why Trump went into Venezuela. The total election fraud, Smartmatic is in the five big voting machine companies. It's been certified, confirmed, stealing our elections. They steal elections in 100 plus other countries. They're a globalist command base with the CIA, the EU, NATO, the CHICOMs. And the whole U.S. deep state has really been at the top of the pyramid in Venezuela. Trump's ending all that. And so the U.S. was already, through the deep state, in control of Venezuela. That's the big secret. And even Mike Benz, you know, recently did a report on that and explained, and, you know, he's a big policy guy and in there. He said, listen, this is really dangerous because I got a lot of friends. This gets into their interest. But he goes, I'll just go ahead and tell you, Venezuela has always been the CIA playground, and the CIA is dominant down there. Even with Maduro. Remember Maduro 6 months ago to Trump said, Biden told me to ship the criminals up there. I have the documents. Your FBI has it. I'll be willing to work with you and go after the Democrats. Just don't come after me. That was actually true. So it goes globalists, you know, CIA, CHICOMs, Russia, EU, all with interest in Venezuela because it's a key hub into Central, South America, North America, the most gold, the most minerals, the most rare earth minerals, the most oil. I mean, the place is basically like where the rainbow ends with the leprechaun, the pot of gold. I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous. You start digging and just emeralds start falling out of the wall. It's just gold everywhere. Everything. Volcanic soil, huge forest. I mean, just everything. So we need Trump to succeed here. And that $18 trillion goes into the ballot sheet if the U.S. is in control of it. And I know how Trump does policy. He believes in the grassroots. Most of it's going to go into Venezuela, their population, their people. But it's the U.S. control of that. That's how this works with world powers. If it's not us, it's the Chinese. Then Cuba's done. That can be liberated just through free market. They're on the verge of collapse right now. Mexico, who is controlled by the Venezuelan cartels on record. All these fools go, most of the drugs come out of Mexico. Yeah, and Venezuela runs it. That's not even debated. That's like a known fact. You watch the Narcos TV show that's based on, you know, the history. Very accurate, by the way. Surprised they put out some truth on, what is it, HBO or whatever, or is it on Netflix? I don't watch a lot of TV, but I did watch both the one about South America and the one about Mexico, and it was like, damn, this is accurate. But the point is, and even how the CIA was involved in drug dealing, I'm just like, wow, this is, and how they steal elections out of Venezuela with the software in Mexico. I mean, it's like I'm watching these shows. I'm like, that's why I watch them. I don't watch a lot of entertainment TV, but everybody's like, hey, you need to watch this show. Like, I had some of my family that had worked in Latin America in support of the DEA. They said, have you not seen these shows? Said, they're damn accurate. And I went and watched them. Because already the second season was out. So, you know, they did a couple seasons in South America, then a couple seasons in Mexico. And all the seasons were already out. And I binge-watched all four seasons. I think it was four seasons in like a month. Just because I was just like, I can't believe they actually told the truth. But what I'm getting at here is that this is very complicated. All right? And so I'm going to war game the perspective of the Russians, the Chinese, the perspectives of the U.S., North America, the perspectives of Latin America, Mexico, Colombia, Venezuela, Cuba. And so when I war game perspectives, I'm not for China when I look at their perspective, but I'll look at it from their mindset. I think Trump could really get roped into expanding war, which was the problem. And now he's talking about it openly. So I think we need to, you know, have some guardrails here and be very careful. And so when I war game different perspectives, and I don't mind this, it's just that people take stuff out of context and they put it out, and then they say, oh, look, Alex Jones said this, Alex Jones said that. You guys know this is a long-form, complex stuff. That's not true. It went viral all over. It's all over, you know, national news and all these channels. Was it Saturday night? I shot a video in my car coming home working late. And I just explained, this is the Monroe Doctrine back, and I explained that Trump has a philosophy. You've heard me talk about it hundreds of times. You know this. I went to North Korea and showed him a computer graphic of, instead of you starving to death and killing your people, look at South Korea, richest country in the world per capita. You're the same people. You could have factories and golf courses and hotels and industry and resorts. And Kim Jong-un cried and said, I can't. China won't let me. So I said, Trump's vision is all this success and, you know, Trump towers all over in his mind and golden toilets. And I kind of joke around about the golden toilets and stuff. That's kind of not my style, but that's a guy that's a hospitality guy that wants the general public to do well. Rising tide raises all ships. Versus the globalists and Klaus Schwab that want to make you poor with austerity to control you and starve you to death, basically. Feudalism. And so I said he envisions a future for his children, our children, everything, Venezuela being a paradise like it used to be. And people took that out of context and said, I was salivating to give billions to the Trump sons and want gold statues of Trump. I didn't say that. And just all this craziness. When I was talking about Trump psychology, and now he thinks war for no reason is stupid. He likes stability. And I'm explaining why he's doing this to exercise our power in the hemisphere, to cut China out of Panama Canal and Panama and out of Venezuela and out of Cuba. And now that Venezuela, that is the oil supplier and the money supplier and the drug money supplier for Cuba and Mexico, now that their command base is at least partially being taken over, that is a strong message for America. If we can now navigate real and free elections there and get in there and turn it over to the people. And that's when the CIA comes in and regime change. And that's when they always mess it up by design because they were already in control of it the whole time to a great extent. That's why the CIA didn't want Trump to grab Maduro. They didn't want this. They were public saying, don't do it, don't do it. They wanted to just let this drag on forever. So when I see the establishment not wanting something, a large part of it, I just simply war-gamed and devil's advocated where Trump is coming from on that. And the big concern is once you win something and have a big success here, will that embolden Trump to then go after other targets and topple other narco-terror regimes that were already clients of the globalists and the multinational crime syndicate and who both communicate and work with the CIA to control the U.S. and to have all this black market money and weapons and drugs and with the CHICOMs and others? So it's a mess. So I'm simply trying to get people to see the big picture. I'm not trying to sell you on an idea. I'm not an influencer that's here trying to influence against what Trump's doing or influencing for it. I'm trying to get people to understand the complexities so then you can make a decision. And also, I want to be known in Washington and by other governments and systems and to be really serious and have really good advice and be really accurate so they listen to me. I really want a giant audience to have influence on the corporate and political systems. Not so I get a job or I get money. It's the opposite. I'm like a monk. Literally up here, you know, like Gandalf with all my papers and documents. I want to save the world. I want to derail tyranny. I want to have a philosophical, cultural, spiritual revolution, and we are. I want to create the trends, not follow them. I want stabilization and prosperity and freedom and security and empowerment of humanity and not targeting the family, not targeting children for sexualization, not targeting culture with poison shots and poison food. I want wholesomeness. I want goodness. And I see the needle moving with Trump, with RFK Jr. and all the rest of it, more than it's ever moved in my life back towards freedom and health and good. And so I am not apologetic about supporting Trump in general, while at the same time criticizing the problems so we can get him back on track in many areas. But we now have the vice president, who's the president, and Maduro was already going to leave a few weeks ago but then refused. She's a communist. She hates America. She's a globalist. She's running her mouth, doing all the rest of that stuff. And so Trump doesn't want to go in and actually occupy it to do a bunch of this stuff. He wants to get Venezuelans to get involved, be politically engaged, have Venezuelans that are here in America, many of that are very intelligent and very smart, to go back to their country to save it. And it's not just as we want to get those business people out here. There's some really smart Venezuelans. I know a lot of them. And Noam said it, and then you can come back too, you know, if you were here legally, obviously. And then the ultra-right wing is like, oh, God, they let the Venezuelans back in. No, I mean, literally, Trump's like, I need you to get down there. He's trying to open a window up for this to happen. But she's been running her mouth and all the rest of it, so now Trump threatens Venezuela's new leader with a fate worse than Maduro's. The president told The Atlantic that Delcy Rodriguez needs to comply with U.S. wishes or else. And people say, well, what's he doing letting the communists put their person in? They have the infrastructure. They know how it all works. They're there. And Trump's saying, okay, get a timeline for free and fair elections. We're going to oversee it. And let your political prisoners out of prison. And we're giving you a chance. You saw what we can do. He's very measured. But this operation went so well that now I think it's emboldening him. I don't think I know. And they've instructed the military, it's already been done, for plans to hit Cuba, Mexico, and Colombia. That is not good. You already rolled the dice with Iran. It worked out, even though, and I wasn't against it. I said I'm against it because the dice may roll wrong. And it rolled right. And now you rolled here, and it came up perfect. But my God, you're not going to keep pulling the lever on the slot machine every time and getting, you know, the triple cherries or whatever. So, and I know General Flynn's saying that, Tulsi Gabbard's saying that. I mean, this is just wild. And these countries are arranged against us. They are attacking us. They are engaged in predatory activity. And Trump's ending the old CIA money laundering system. Remember the New York Times was pissed. Oh my God, designating these cartels as terror groups is going to bankrupt Wall Street. Trump's like, no, I'll get so much foreign investment on real stuff that's good that the market will go up. And their prediction was wrong. His was right. But with Trump, he is literally not going to have the CIA dealing drugs anymore. He's not going to have all this crap anymore. So that is a very moral thing that's happening. And the system's really pissed, but so far Trump is succeeding. But China is watching this, and they've been planning extraction attacks to basically take over the Taiwanese government, where they just seize the government, grab the government officials, and then put in an interim group that just lets the Chinese in. So a lot of things can happen, but two big fronts. Does this make Russia and China back off and say, okay, this guy has real resolve? That's about a 60% chance. I'd say, yeah, it leans towards that in the calculus is why Trump did it. There were so many other things it did that were good for America and good for Venezuela and good for the future of really the world and securing our zone and CONUS that they did it. But I've got a 40% chance that this now accelerates China going into Taiwan with a similar operation to what you just saw the U.S. military pull off. And believe me, China has got extremely well-trained troops, and they can definitely pull something off like that. So the question is, when they go in, is the U.S. going to sit back? And from what I've seen with the end of the rules-based U.N. control system, this is really all about. And I said this weeks ago, but it became out, you know, Russia said, hey, we'll not activate those missile batteries and stuff when you come in if you go ahead and, you know, just give us a deal on Ukraine. And you notice about 3 weeks ago, suddenly Trump put all the pressure on Zelensky. And I could tell that it happened then. And I think it's a wink, wink, but I'm not sure about this because even the policymakers aren't, because these conversations are between the president of China and the president of Russia. And at that level, it's kind of a, the understanding, you know, they don't even say it. But I think Trump's greenlit China to take Taiwan. I mean, he pretty much greenlit Russia to not be opposed to the victory it's already had in Ukraine as we split into these three power sections, which is the public new national security strategy that was put out a month ago. And that's how that tends to happen with these powers in history, is they, you know, just divide up zones. That's been the natural way to do things. The UN, the globalists promised world government and all this to stop that, but they've been the ones starting the wars and robbing the people and are just ultimately corrupt and have this anti-human, transhumanist philosophy. Well, China's broken with the transhumanist philosophy. You've gone to, we'll pay you to have kids. Russia's completely broken with it. The U.S. is breaking with it. So really, we're getting back to traditionalism here, which is fraught with all its problems. And there's a lot of paths in that that lead to real conflict and war. But the globalist UN system already failed. China double-crossed it. The globalists double-crossed China in the last 16, 17 years. So that order was already dead. The rules-based system was already dead. What they promised, you know, global corporate government was going to give us peace, it did the opposite. So now a new system is forming. This is the reality. We're not debating whether Trump was right or wrong. The debate is about where we are and the position we're in and the resources we have. And we were in a terrible position until Trump got back in, and we were positioned to basically fold as a country and be a third world's hellhole. And Trump is jerking back all the power at the last minute. So I'm telling you, if you want to have your electricity work and you want food and you want a good future, you better be betting on Trump all the way. The question is, we don't want to be out of control. I'll explain it all when we come back. This is very sophisticated.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug the Irish Sea Moss. Was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the Sea Moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the Sea Moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The Methylene Blue. Yeah, the Methylene Blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. It's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good. I love the greens powder. That I've tried every different type of greens powder out there, and nothing has had as much stuff amazing stuff packed into it that has like a decent flavor to it. So the Optimal Human is like a daily staple.
It's for good, me. Right?
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah. And, okay. And I'm not saying that because just for you guys, but seriously, I've tried so many greens powders over the years, and it really is the best.
And are we paying you, Katie? Did we pay you to call in?
I would love to work for you. I swear, Alex Jones' picture is on, like, my mantle with all of my family pictures.
That's like, amazing.
We love Alex.
Some people call in, this person, you're paying them. But, like, no, but our products really are good. People really like them. It's true.
Well, I accredited him to, like, the life-changing experience I had when I decided to leave California because I didn't want to bash Trump. And I listened to Jones when I found him, and I'm like, I got to get the hell out of here.
Right.
And so I moved back home to Ohio, and 3 months later, I met my husband. I feel like that life-changing event for me was because of listening to all the information that he gives. He's not like predicting the future. He's just giving you the information that's hard to find, where they're telling you what they're going to do.
Yeah. Well, now you have a 3-year-old kid, so your life's going great.
Yes.
I've said it before, but with a lot of these products, like, you really don't know what it's going to do for you, because you might not know that you're lacking a vitamin or lacking a mineral. And it like happens all the time with iodine. Iodine is one of those things where, like, as soon as you start taking it, you're like, oh, I'm not supposed to, and I'm not a doctor, this is not a medical claim, but people experience this. I've heard it from my friends where they're like, I'm not supposed to be tired all the time. I apparently just was lacking iodine. And it's like, you don't know if you're going to feel more energetic, if you're going to sleep better, if you're not going to have chills anymore. It's like people sort of go around thinking that that's the way their body is, but it's like, no, you're missing a key component. You're missing a vitamin, you're missing a mineral, and you don't even realize until you start taking something from the Alex Jones store. So I completely understand that you start taking the Irish sea moss and suddenly something that you thought was just the way your body is. No, turns out you can fix it. You can fix these things. Again, I'm not making medical claims, but you can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for the plug, Katie.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones. Coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, Matt Bracken is a former Navy SEAL, really smart counterterrorism expert, best-selling author. He'll be with me in the fourth hour. He doesn't like Maduro, doesn't like the communists, understands all that stuff Trump's saying is accurate about the election fraud and the being the Democrats' piggy bank, the deep state's piggy bank, but he's really concerned, too, about the spinning out of control. And now you've already got the replacement for Maduro, his vice president, running her mouth, their military talking about resistance, talking about, you know, not having free and fair elections. And so Trump's saying, okay, well, your fate can be worse than Maduro. And see, now we're committed to this. And now Trump's making threats to Cuba, who's running Venezuela still, and to Colombia, that is really flooding us with the drugs, all under Venezuela's control, and Mexico. So this is rapidly escalating. And the question is, what will China and Russia do? What will their response do? We're going to see rhetoric out of them, but it looks like behind the scenes a deal's been made on Ukraine and on Taiwan, and that's why Trump's emboldened now to basically push the communists and the CIA's piggy bank out of control. But trying to manage all that when these countries, to a great extent, are failed states is a tall order. We call upon the U.S. to immediately release the legitimately elected President Maduro and his spouse. Now, that's not true. Certified total fraud. But regardless, that's where Russia's at. Here's a clip.
Call upon, corrects the speaker, the U.S. leadership to immediately release the legitimately elected president of an independent state and his spouse. Any problems existing or conflict between the United States and Venezuela need to be resolved through dialogue. And this is precisely what is enshrined in the UN Charter. But we are particularly appalled by the unparalleled cynicism which Washington did not even attempt to conceal the true aims of its criminal operation, namely the establishment of unbridled control over Venezuela's natural resources and the assertion of their hegemonical ambitions in Latin America.
That's right. Trump is not mincing words. He's being completely honest. He's saying, we're not going to have China and Russia run all this. We're done having you down there in Cuba. We're done having you encircling us. And he agreed NATO shouldn't be encircling Russia. He just said, hey, we're not going to back encircling you. We're not going to put weapons up by you. And you ain't doing it to us. And Smartmatic and Dominion and all Sequoia, all of that out of Venezuela, all government run. And all the drug money and all of it and the $18 trillion in oil, China's the dominant force now in Venezuela. Trump's like, it's done. Just like Putin said, we're not going to have all these troops and NATO weapons in Ukraine. You keep doing it, I'm going to invade. And Trump said, I'm for peace through strength. He's been saying that he's been close to doing this in Venezuela since his first administration. He talked about this. So people say, oh, he's betrayed us. No, he was very clear about this. So I understand Trump is trying to reassert U.S. authority in our territorial areas, the Monroe Doctrine. I understand his aims he believes are good. But what happens when the Venezuelan communists don't hold elections? Well, now the U.S. is going to have to engage in more operations, which Trump just threatened her he'll do today. And then the other countries will start getting on board. You've got the dictator of Cuba coming out and saying, we're ready to pay in blood. We're ready to go to full war. Now, Cuba is on the verge of total collapse. And notice, this is geopolitical. Tehran has going into the 10th day of mass protests. The mullahs are incredibly unpopular. Their government is on the verge of collapse. It's being reported by the Times of London and other publications, and I believe this is true because they've had these plans before, that the Ayatollah is prepared and has the jet ready to flee to Moscow just like Assad did. So all these dominoes are starting to fall. This is the time of history we're in. And when you have these proxy wars and hybrid wars with Ukraine, with Venezuela, with Iran, with Taiwan, with North Korea, this is when it quickly escalates into a full kinetic world war. And most analysts say we're already in World War IV. They call the Cold War World War III. But this will be a big, fat, kinetic one. So we're already in World War IV. The question is, will it continue to escalate or will it fizzle out, which we pray for? So this isn't about is Trump right or is Trump wrong in the academic discussion here. We are here. This is going on. We have to understand Trump's views, why he's doing it. We have to understand China's views, Russia's views, Cuba's views, Mexico. All this goes into play. Iran. All these pieces are interconnected. And then you've got the EU, who demographically and financially is collapsing, who admits we need a full war with Russia to maintain domestic control of our population. So you've got them in the middle of it trying to block Trump even making a deal with Russia. For us to reestablish our dominance in our hemisphere, Russia controls its area, China controls its area, and that's the natural order of things. That'd be a tripolar world. But see, now you've got an American president actually running things. You don't have the globalist. You don't have all these groups tied in together. Putin calls European leaders little pigs. He says Russia will achieve Ukraine goals by diplomacy or force as it happened. And he was right. So the UN was set up by the Carnegie Endowment and the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds on record to transfer nation-state power into that body. And then finally into corporate interests, as Klaus Schwab has said. And that presidents and governments and governors wouldn't make decisions. Voters wouldn't make decisions. The technocrats would. You'd still have like a ceremonial EU parliament like they have, but it's only ceremonial. It's only advisory. That's the model they want for everywhere else. Well, that old rules-based order, they make it sound real good, is out the window. It's over. And you've got Putin ignoring the UN rules-based order going into Ukraine, but then separately at the UN saying we need the UN, Trump's ignoring the UN. Can't have it both ways. So what this is really about is the end of the UN, the end of the globalist order, the end of their corporate world government. Whether it's on trade, the WTF has been rendered useless, Trump just ignores it. Same thing with the UN, Putin ignores it, China ignores it. The only difference is Trump doesn't pay them lip service. Russia and China do. So we're in a new order, not George Herbert Walker Bush's new world order. There is forming a new international order. That is the issue. I know most of you understand this. But people just running around saying Trump betrayed us. He's a traitor. He's a neocon. He's a warmonger. Oh, my God. That's all just the bots and the Democrats and all these Democrat talk show hosts boosting and promoting, you know, literal Nazis. And listen, the left's so anti-white and so anti-Western, the Nazis are a normal response to that. It's not like, ooh, I've got a fetish, you know, I don't, you know, and you know, ooh, the Nazis are, you know. The point is the left is allied with people and boosts them and agree with them that literally love Hitler. I'll have the Nazis attacking me and all the big leftist talk show hosts because I'm just giving policy out and explaining how this works to people. So think about that weird alliance. You've got the red-green alliance, the Muslims and the communists, you know, Soros people, but really it's the globalist establishment is attacking culturally any way they can. They can't do it from a leftist perspective. That's so discredited now. So they do it from a populist perspective and a moral perspective. No longer the news articles everywhere attack MAGA as racist and scum and idiots and trailer trash and all this. Now it's like, you're moral people. You're good. You wanted to save the country. But Trump has betrayed you, and now it's time to join us and take him down. So you have to understand the left and Soros and the Mondamis and the Sadiq Khans and the Keir Starmers and the Macrons and the Murs and all of them, they're the losers. The left's being rejected. The old globalist order is a failure. Its plan failed. China double-crossed it. Its plan was for austerity and decapitating the family and castrating our children. It was a mad scientist eugenics death cult, Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, Yuval Noah Harari, all bragging about how the future isn't human. Well, we're like, you know what? We like a human future. And Trump's for it. Putin's for it. Xi, for all totalitarianism, has been literally paying people to have kids and to be masculine. And so. Regardless, the human spirit's coming up for a breath. And Trump threw the first punch, as Royce White said last night. We have that clip. I'm going to play. It's about 6 minutes long. Get it ready right now. And with Royce White, who's a really smart guy, smart businessman, former NBA guy, MMA fighter, almost won, you know, national-level elections, state-level elections twice, running again right now in Minnesota. They cut the fraud out. He'll win. But he explained real politique, where we are, why Trump's doing this. You don't have to agree with it, but you have to understand why it's being done. The U.S. can print unlimited money. Like Marco Rubio said, we got more oil, you know, per capita than anybody. Just so easy to get in Venezuela, just in one spot. But we can't let our enemies get control of it and use it to project power at us. That's why. And so if you're not for America having it, well, then what other power are you for? This is how the real world works. Doesn't mean I endorse all of it. Doesn't mean it's not dangerous. Doesn't mean Trump's getting emboldened now and throwing his weight around and talking about hitting all these other countries. Because he's made a deal. But will China and Russia double cross? I know he's made the deal. I've seen the signals. I saw it in the news today that Russia said, hey, we'll get behind you in Venezuela, at least on the DL. China, too, just get out of our way. That's already the new international order. Not run by the UN, not run by the globalists, but by the powers in their areas. And in that system, Trump will win. America will win. We've got all the investment coming in. We have still the best technology. We're going to upgrade everything. We will roll back in very quickly to a new renaissance of 1776 through American innovation, pride, and American culture back 1950s 10.0. And the whole world will get on board with that. And we got Elon Musk, and we've got the innovation. We've got it all. Everybody knows America is maverick. We got to get back to being the maverick. Now, that's the dream. That's where Trump wants to go. I know. Because I developed the plan first, which was common sense, and found out a lot of people had similar ideas. They hadn't given it a name. But 1776 worldwide, as you've been hearing from me for 20 years, is my plan. And what you're seeing is an attempt to execute that. And that's why the globalists, the CIA, wanted me off the air so bad, because I've got their number. I don't just know how they operate. I don't just know about their geopolitical systems. I don't just know about their philosophy. I am promoting a different philosophy to them of transparency. So Trump's like, hey, if we don't do it, China's going to take it. They're pushing us around. We're going to empower their people. We're taking it. We're running it. We'll hand it over to them. U.S. took Cuba from the Spanish who were oppressing them, turned it over to them. Then the CIA behind the scenes funded Castro, put him in. Oh, that's you didn't know the CIA actually put Castro in the beginning? Then set Kennedy up? Bay of Pigs? Oh, yeah, that's where Kennedy got pissed. Oh, you didn't know McCarthy found out the CIA was actually basically propping up Lenin? It was OSS then? And then Stalin killed him and actually got control. He was a bad guy, but the Russians loved him because, you know, he kind of took the foot off their neck a little bit and wasn't out to kill everybody. And, you know, the survivors of Lenin's group ran here to the United States and set up the neocons and National Review. This is all in the Wall Street Journal. They're proud of it. All the neocons you see, they were all trained by Trotsky. And that's the hard-on for Russia. So you got to know where all this stuff comes from, folks. Like, why do the Crips and Bloods still shoot each other today? Not as bad as before, but why they've been doing it for 40 years? Because that's how it started and that's how it goes. And so you got all the neocons, the rest of them were set up by Russian Jews who were pissed that Stalin kicked them out. They had to run for their lives. And so they still got to beef with Russia today. So that's where this stuff comes from. So actually know the history of it. But it is extremely dangerous. So we've got Patrick Byrne, who is a Venezuela expert, but right at the center of all this. He's been in the CIA. And like a project manager. And we're going to take some calls when he's on as well. But I got to tell you, I agree with General Flynn. I agree with Tulsi Gabbard and others. Hey, okay, great. This has gone well so far, but it could get out of control very, very, very quickly. But again, this is all about the United States reestablishing its national sovereignty and its territorial sovereignty and not letting powers encircle us and get resources to project attacks on us when that's all they've done before. And it's about cutting off the Democrat Party's blood supply and their electronic fraud machines. I mean, this is the right move. He can't seem to get the institution of the corrupt DOJ to do its job. That's fine. He just had the military go to the source and cut off the money, just like he's cut off most of the NGO money. Trump is batting 1,000 on cutting off globalist NGO money. And going, I mean, all of this. And he's being restrained on how he's handling Venezuela. And not just going in there blazing and putting troops on the ground and giving them a chance to make the right move. But again, if they double down, which is unwise, then it gets really serious. And then we have to ask, do we want to end the country, have the dollar plunge, have Trump fail, or do we back boots on the ground? Because if any country in history, any empire in history, we're trying to not be an empire, but we have to extract ourselves. We have to secure our local area, though, and our resources. You understand, folks, that you're going to be in an endless depression of hell if Trump fails. I mean, I'm not afraid of being put in prison or killed myself. I'm afraid for my children and the future in a worldwide depression with the globalists running it. This is Cloud and Piven writ large worldwide. So I'm here studying every day, advising, talking to people at every level, trying to put pressure, and actually seeing my advice getting picked up a lot. And so I'm here trying to help Trump make the right moves. I'm not, you know, I don't just sit here like I'm high and mighty and second guess stuff, but I give you my opinion, and I just tell you what I'm doing here on air. All right, let's go to Royce White. He does a good job, especially towards the end, explaining this to people. Here it is.
My favorite clip of this entire thing is when they asked him, they said, what are we going to do with the oil that we're in control of? He said, we're going to keep it. Finally, Americans are going to benefit first. Finally. Now, we would have a problem if the first order of business was to ship the profits of that oil to the Ukraine or even to Israel. That would make it not America first, and we must demand that that does not happen. That all of the proceeds, all the profits from the Venezuelan oil that we just took comes here to the American people to pay down the $38 trillion in debt, Mr. Massey. $17 trillion off of $38 trillion is a pretty big chunk. You make the Federal Reserve, you make the central bank eat the other $10 trillion that they have as completely, collateralized debt on their balance sheet on their way out of our country. Now you're looking at $28 trillion. Now we're only $10 trillion in debt with tariffs sending us more money than Midas. Oh, my goodness. America is solvent once again. Wouldn't that be nice? To see America solvent again. $18 trillion in oil down there. $18 trillion. And you could all say, oh, well, we shouldn't be stealing their oil, or we shouldn't just be pirating. Oh, nobody has a problem with piracy any other day. You don't have a problem with piracy when you go buy a new iPhone and the cobalt came from the Congo mines, where some little Congolese kid is down there in the mine picking the cobalt with his bare hands. Or better yet, 15,000 8-year-olds down there in the cobalt mine of the Congo pulling cobalt with their bare hands. Nobody had a problem. Nobody has a problem with that. As long as you can stay connected, you know, as long as you can stay in the conversation on X or Facebook or wherever else you are. And I don't mind you being involved. Speak your piece. Freedom of speech. No doubt. I want more people involved in the conversation. But where is your sacred honor? And where is your willingness to play the game as it really is, not as you wish it to be? See, in basketball, we understand this. When the other game starts to throw elbows, you don't say, ref, ref, they're throwing elbows. When the other team starts to get a little physical and bump and pull and tug, and you don't say, coach, he's elbowing me. That's not right. It's not part of the rules. No, you take your elbow and you come clean across his face and you send a message. And if the game stops and a brawl breaks out, our last guy better not be the last guy off those two benches. That's that moxie and grit and toughness that this country needs. We're not going to be the last one to recognize we are in an asymmetrical war for the future of our nation, and even more importantly, the future of all humanity. We're not going to be the last ones to recognize that the fight is broken out. We're not going to be late to the fight. That's what President Trump is doing. He's throwing the first punch. We're not going to be consumed with Ukraine and Israel and even the South China Sea, for that matter. But we'll talk about that on the other side of the break. Because that poses an interesting question, I want to put that out there tonight. But we're not going to worry about those things first. We're going to worry about our own backyard first. Monroe Doctrine. Some people don't even know what Monroe Doctrine is, because your schools have been captured by globalists for 60 years. Really, it's not by accident you don't know what the Monroe Doctrine is. It's not by accident they use the Monroe Doctrine when it comes to their foreign policy for their territorial integrity, but we shouldn't use it here in America. We should pay them to talk about Monroe Doctrine in their part of the world, but we shouldn't apply it to ours. Things are changing. We're going to reorient the entire polarity of the world. And it started right there in Venezuela. You're watching The Alex Jones Show here Sunday Night Live on InfoWars. I'm your guest host, Royce White, in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. We're talking Venezuela and globalism for the rest of the time. We'll be right back in a moment. Stay tuned.
He does a great job. Royce is really smart. And so it is what it is. It's how the world works. So you better hope Trump's successful. You better hope we analyze everything and put pressure at points that we think are bad. Because if this is a successful, we're totally screwed. All right, I got a lot more on this. We've got Patrick Byrne coming up. I'm going to give the number out early in the next hour. I want to hear from... I want to hear from former special operations people on your view of where you see all this going and your take on it. In the first round of calls, we'll open the phones up after he leaves us for everybody in the hour after that. And I got a lot of other stuff to hit as well, but this is a big deal. There's a very good chance the mullah is going to flee and Iran's about to fall. So we're in those times, as Lenin said, there are decades when nothing happens and weeks where decades happen. We're in it, and Trump knows it. And he's pragmatically doing the best job he can, and quite frankly, better than I can do. And our military is doing a superb job in the missions they've been given. But we need to be very careful. And I'm going to get into that coming up next hour. Listen, I'm funded by you. I'm not funded by the Israelis, the Qataris, the Republicans, the Democrats, anybody. You. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And I'm a good salesman. What's a good salesman do? He sells a good product. We have the best supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, and more at TheAlexJonesStore.com. We have a special deal running for a few more days. Buy any supplement, the Ultra Methylene Blue, you name it, get a free bottle of the Shilajit Gummies or Atomic Defense Super Immune Booster. You pick what you want, a free gift, free bottle of high-quality supplements with any order, and that includes T-shirts, too. That's a huge deal at TheAlexJonesStore.com. So I'm not giving up. I'm not going away. If they shut us down, I got the Alex Jones Network. I don't know, and I'm going over there. You financed it. You paid for it. Your support. I'm just telling you, here's the weird paradox. I thought we'd be shut down last year. I thought we'd be shut down 2 months ago. The receiver won't let us order new product over at InfoWars.com. So we're in this paradox now where we're winning, and now they're like, well, you'll actually be open in the middle of next year now and all this stuff, and there's no money because people believe it was going to shut down. Plus, there's no product. But I convinced the receiver. I said, can we at least make fundraising posters, which are very low cost, have a high markup, people know it's an investment, to keep us on the air? Can I do that? I said, yeah, you can do that. I can just tell you, we need your support right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Three posters I designed, two I designed, Rob designed the other one. Defend the West, famous Crusader King, make no peace with evil, send Crusader King, and then do like that still image of me, and it is the bestseller. It's I've only begun to fight John Paul Jones, and it's InfoWars 1997 to 2026. And yeah, you can buy unsigned for $25, big posters, glossy in a tube, or you get it for $100. You're like, God, that's huge markup. Yeah, it's a fundraiser. Like when commies give NPR $200 for a ball cap, costs $15. That's the whole point. We're actually winning right now. I don't want to count chickens before their hatch. It's not the Democrats. It's not the DOJ holdovers. They're going to shut us down. If you don't go get these posters, and you don't support us, and I'm not bitching at you, I'm just telling you, I'm not saying you got to do it, then you'll be the ones that shut us down. This is a marathon, so please support us, InfoWarsStore.com. I need the money right now. It's like in Star Trek Wrath of Khan. He goes, I need warp speed in 3 minutes, we're all dead.
Scotty, I need warp speed in 3 minutes or we're all dead.
And you guys have got us out of this over and over and over again. And me, I'm not giving up. We need to keep pushing because we've got their ass.